Well, good morning to everyone. I wonder if anyone listening today has ever watched a TV show which is on the National Geographic Channel entitled The Incredible Dr. Pole. This show is about a veterinarian in Michigan, Dr. Pole, who deals with various types of animal emergencies, including various kinds of small and large animals. Recently, I was watching a portion of one episode which dealt with a female domestic rabbit and her litter of five baby rabbits. The problem was that the baby rabbits had become sick with some type of illness that required oral medication, which the owner had received from a local pharmacy. However, the baby rabbits did not improve, and all but one of them had died. In desperation, the owner of the baby rabbit went to Dr. Pole, to his clinic, for assistance in order to try to save her one remaining baby rabbit. The owner explained that she had been administering the prescribed amount of daily medication as instructed by the pharmacy. But, as it turned out, she was giving the baby rabbits only one-tenth, 10% of the medication required in order to fight the infection. Now, having a pretty significant background in animal care, I thought this to myself. This owner was pretty stupid, not to realize that she was indeed giving way too small of the dose of medicine needed to fight the infection. I thought to myself, surely she's not that foolish. Doesn't she realize that that's not near enough? Can't she follow simple directions? I became quite judgmental toward the owner of the baby rabbits. But here's the kicker. I only started watching the episode halfway through. I didn't have all the facts. As it turned out, the owner of the baby rabbits was giving the exact amount the pharmacy had instructed her to administer. It was the pharmacy, not the owner, that was in error. The owner of the baby rabbits wasn't stupid. She wasn't irresponsible. She was doing as instructed. It was I who did not have all the information. It was I who was foolish to judge the owner. Brethren, Jesus talked a lot about not judging other people. And here I was, judging this person without knowing all the facts. I thought, how often do I thought, how often do we unjustly judge each other without knowing all the facts? Friends, I don't know about you, but I am so thankful that my judge, Jesus Christ, has all the facts. I'm also thankful for his mercy and his grace. Amen.